The Alaska Forget-Me-Not Coalition met with Matanuska's Susitna Borough service providers in Wasilla today to coordinate with organizations that support veterans. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
The outreach event at Wasilla's National Guard Armory is aimed at finding network opportunities with local Matsu community service providers. Lieutenant Colonel Kay Spearbutt is the Alaska National Guard Family Program Director. She says the coalition was designed 2 years ago to continue the level of support in communities for veterans and their families.
We started out with behavioral health and health, and then we developed from there into separate alliances addressing gaps that have been identified over the last 2 years to include finance, legal, child and youth.
She says Thursday's event in Wasilla drew more than 30 Matsu service organizations. The idea is not to create anything new, Spearbud says,
but build off of what they've already got going, provide military cultural awareness so more people know and understand the military culture, and then make those connections in the community.
The Matsu Borough does not provide health or social services to residents. Nonprofits step in as providers of mental health, drug and alcohol abuse counseling, affordable housing, and other needs. Spearbutt says there is no one problem that veterans and their families face.
It's unique to every service member and their family and veteran.
The coalition links individual veterans and families with the services appropriate to the family's need, matching the type of coverage, such as Medicaid or Medicare, with the right fit. The coalition also works with providers to arrange sliding scale payments if there is no coverage for services. Spearbud says in Alaska there are 71 to 76,000 veterans, but only about half of them have done the paperwork to claim veteran status.
Here in the Matsu Borough, we have approximately 10,000 veterans residing here. As veterans, not their families. And a good estimate when we figure out families is a 2.5 to every veteran, you know, to average out the family members to go with them.
She says as federal funds dry up, so do services. So it's important to collaborate with providers.
If we can capitalize on that collaboration, then we can carry our money and our services just a little bit further for a little bit longer.
The Alaska National Guard hopes to collaborate with the various agencies to conduct a needs analysis to identify gaps in services or duplication of effort in addressing the needs of veterans and their families. I'm Ellen Lockyer.